Welcome back to another episode of Professionals Podcasting.
In this episode, attorney Jeff Murphy answers the question, can you recover personal injury damages if you're also at fault?
Great. That's a very good question. I get that question all the time from people who call my office. And what they want to know is, if somebody else caused an accident and I was injured, can I still make a claim even if I was also at fault? And the answer to that, at least in Florida, is definitely yes. Florida is what's called a pure comparative negligence state. And what that means is that you can recover, as long as somebody else was negligent, you can recover even if you were also negligent. And the way it works out is a jury will ultimately decide what percentage of negligence to put on the plaintiff and what percentage of negligence to put on the defendant. So a jury could find that a defendant is 100% at fault, or they could find the defendant was 50% at fault and the plaintiff himself was 50% at fault, or the plaintiff was 90% at fault and the defendant was only 10% at fault. You can still recover in those scenarios. Let me give you a couple of examples. And this happens all the time when you're driving your car and you're coming up to an intersection and there's a light and you want to go left. And it's a solid green light and you pull out there into the intersection and you're waiting for traffic to pass coming from the opposite direction. And all of a sudden the light turns yellow and you're kind of stuck out there in no man's land. You don't know what to do. You think that the car coming from the opposite direction is going to stop because their light is yellow as well. And you go ahead and you decide to turn left and bam, the car comes through the intersection because they're trying to beat the yellow light too. And you have an accident. Juries are allowed to apportion negligence in those cases. And they may find, well, the other driver, maybe he sped up to try to beat that yellow light. And so he's got some liability for speeding up and trying to beat the yellow light. And you might also have some liability for turning left into oncoming traffic because you're supposed to yield the right of way when traffic is coming from the opposite direction. So the jury in that situation could very well put 50% on you and 50% on the other driver, or any percentages of negligence that they want to, however they want to divvy it up. Another example of comparative negligence is in a slip and fall case. Let's say you're walking through a grocery store and there's some spill, some liquid on the ground. You walk through the liquid, you slip on it, fall, and you get injured. Well, the store may very well be negligent for failing to clean up the liquid, allowing it to be there on the floor and causing you to fall. However, the jury could also find that you're also at fault because you should have seen it. It was a dark liquid, let's say, sitting out there in the middle of the aisle. And instead of looking down and watching where you were going, you walked right through it and you slipped. So the jury in that situation could also find that a plaintiff is partially at fault and a defendant is partially at fault. So those are just a couple of examples of how comparative negligence works in Florida. The last thing I'd point out is there is a statute that the Florida legislature enacted. It's Florida Statute 768.36. And what that statute does, it says that if you, as a plaintiff, it's called the alcohol defense. If you, as a plaintiff, you're driving and you get in an accident, or you're walking and you slip and fall, and you are found to be over the legal limit with alcohol, over 0.08% or higher, and you are, and a jury finds that as a result of you being under the influence, you were more than 50% at fault, then you recover nothing. So that's often raised in cases where a plaintiff has been drinking. So it's very important. If you have a case and somebody else was negligent, it's very important that you call a personal injury attorney to find out whether or not you might also have some negligence put on you by a jury. And the lawyer can assist you in pursuing your claim and recovering everything you're entitled to.